advise that the board has not taken any formal action on the matters discussed while in the executive session. Brings up item number B under old business. Gary?
Mr. Chair, on behalf of the families on Badger Road, I would move G-1509, the resolution for ADA to acquire Pentax Alaska under the Development Finance Program.
Second. Second by Fred. Discussion?
Item 6B, resolution G-1509. Authorizes ADA to proceed with the acquisition of Pentax Alaska Natural Gas Company under the Authority's Development Finance Program. Ted Leonard and Mark Gardner are available to answer questions as needed and call in other team members.
Thank you. Does anybody wish to visit with Ted or Mark? I think we've pretty much gone through all this. Any questions from the board?
I'd like to just make a comment.
Gary?
You know, it's time to kind of think of it, and I've thought about this, as we all have. This is really government, government at its best. This project's three things. It's a Kickstarter project. The government's stepping up and putting out money at risk. This patient is priming the pump for low-cost energy in interior Alaska. So that's what the new genre of Kickstarter is in our world. It's a hedge project because we don't know when oil is going to increase again. But most everyone thinks it will to a level higher than it is today. And when that happens, this project will be ready to compete against the existing energy source that is surely going to rise because we've seen it rise. And we are going to clean up our air over the next decade, which is killing Alaskans. So, and then the third thing this thing is, it's a leap of faith because it hasn't been done before. And that's why it's been so difficult. The government has stepped in to say this has to be done. And it can be done, and it will be done, because this state has the tools, the team, the talent, and the capital to make it happen. So this is a big deal that will provide benefit for generations. And if indeed we do get a gas line, this is just one small part that will drive the cost of energy down for my neighbors and for your neighbors. And I'm proud of the work that all of you have done and for me and all of us to be kind of a big part in this thing. Leadership from the, in both administrations, the Parnell administration and the Walker administration, has brought us to where we are today. So I'm enthusiastically going to be a yes, to no surprise. And I thank everybody for their work and remind them that there's a lot to do. So thank you.
Thank you, Gary. Any other comments?
Mr. Chairman.
Fred?
I wanted to offer some thoughts as we move to this bill and also respond to some of the thoughtful public comment we've received both today and at other times. You know, The situation in front of us, we're taking the best, most positive action that we can determine. That doesn't mean the action is perfect. There remain significant challenges in the work ahead. But we're continuing to put one foot in front of the other on the path to progress that's laid out for us originally in SB 23 and now in House Bill 105. And one of the notes I wanted to make germane to some of the comment we heard today is one of the keys in front of us is that House Bill 105 opens the door to full consideration of a propane alternative. And as we move forward into an open and competitive process on gas supply, propane will be energetically evaluated and entertained. The second thing I wanted to touch base on is the question of valuation. And I want to note that this deal cash flows on its own merits, and that the valuation that we engaged in does demonstrate that the enterprise value to EBITDA multiples, earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, of Pentex, including Titan, are higher than the maximum of transaction multiples range, and those excluding Titan are within the range. My point is simply that we have conducted a proper commercial due diligence and established a valuation for the project. We're not operating in a void or in left field. The third point I wanted to note was to echo Senator Wilkin that the health and air quality issues that underpin this drive for this project are genuine. They're very real. They're arguably a healthcare crisis or healthcare emergency. And so by deploying ADA's patient capital, to use Mr. Springsteen's phrase, and fulfilling the legislative intent direction that we've been given, at the end of the day, what we're accomplishing is preventing Fairbanks from having two entirely separate operating utilities, ensuring that we have a merged entity that can operate, as Mayor Hopkins said, on a cost-of-service basis and bring the most affordable energy available into the interior. Now, that said, I am unsure where the mantra that it was going to be equivalent to Anchorage has come from, because that's a substantive logistics question. Fairbanks is differently situated than Anchorage. What I think we're shooting for is the lowest cost possible energy to as many people as possible in the interior. And I will close by saying I view the project as setting the stage to further progress, both for Fairbanks, and then once you secure Fairbanks area, you've got the ability to extend that sphere of influence. But what we're trying to do here is to get piped in the ground through the distribution utilities, begin to work on gas supply and liquefaction, and connect the logistical dots to a half century in the making crack at interior energy cost structure. So I'm ready to vote, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Fred. Crystal?
For me, no action is not an option. The people of the state want to see action. They're tired of seeing words, and they want to see us move forward according to our mission. And our mission is to facilitate what is not economically feasible for a model that used to work to bring it into existence. From the Valley, I am very supportive that those are jobs in my community, and they are helping our neighbor north in Fairbanks to move that economy forward. When you have cheap, reliable power, you can move those economies forward. And so I want to thank everybody who's worked on this. I want to thank the private sector for coming forward and for your leadership pulling us all together. And I'm ready to vote on this.
Thank you, Crystal. Jerry or Russell, anything? Any comments?
I was going to say my for director comments, but I'll do it now. And just to follow on what Gary had expressed as well, that, you know, to the staff, I wanted to thank them for a tremendous effort and their perseverance to make this happen. Very complex project with a lot of moving parts, but certainly a commitment to meeting the energy challenges and the health challenges that are currently faced in Fairbanks. So kudos to the staff. And then also to you, Dana, I know we've talked a lot about it, and you know, your commitment to pulling this together, the personal time and the effort, has been nothing really short of extraordinary. Mm-hmm. To doing what my good friend Gary would like to say is to help that family on Badger Road. I know it took a lot of your efforts, so I really appreciate that, and thank you for that effort, and I'm ready to vote as well.
Thank you, Russell.
Yeah, so this is Jerry. Since others have said just about everything I could say, I do want to comment that again on this and reiterate that the staff has done a great job here. The chair has been very patient with everybody, and that this is just it's one incremental step in a long process, and each step has to be a positive step to get to where we're going. People would love to have it get there all at once, but realistically it's going to get there one step at a time. a positive business decision, and I'm ready to vote too.
Thank you, Jerry.
Question.
Well, before the question, I'd like to say something first. That's all right, Fred. I'd like to, yes, you do, for a second. I'd like to thank the board for their patience and their efforts on this and digging in and rolling their sleeves up and asking the tough questions and making sure that the I's are dotted and T's are crossed.
Safe
caves are built in. I'd also like to thank the staff for their hard efforts, for John and Ted and Bob, Gene, Mike, Michael, just to Nick, everybody that's involved, and our friend from South, Mark. You know, it's a challenge getting, you know, the train going the right one way. And bumps, and I'm not saying there's not bumps in the tracks, and I'm not saying there won't be bumps in the tracks as we proceed. But it really starts with being efficient, in my mind, being efficient in certain segments that make up the energy program. And distribution is a start. And transportation will be next. You know, liquefaction or propane delivery will be one. Whatever results from our RFPs out there. And then supply, obviously, is important. The challenge to take them all at one time, I think, is a monumental hurdle that's tough for anybody to do, whether you're in private or public sector. But I think to isolate them and deal with them individually and cumulatively will ultimately be a result, a positive result. And again, we all have the sight in mind is that we're trying to bring affordable energy to the interior mm-hmm. as fast as we can. And I appreciate everybody's effort to make that happen. So with that, Bryn, I will call for the vote.
Mr. Wilkins.
Hardy, aye.
Deputy Commissioner Paradis.
Aye.
Ms. Nygaard.
Yes.
Mr. Hughes. Deputy Commissioner Burnett.
Yes.
Mr. Dick.
Yes.
Mr. Bruce.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Thank you. Next up is Resolution 15-10 regarding operating agreement of Pentex Alaska Natural Gas Company. I'll take a motion to put it on the floor. Someone's got to move it.
So moved.
Okay, so we have a second?
Second.
Thank you. John?
Item 6C, Resolution G15-10, allows ADA to manage and direct Pentex and its subsidiaries. Further, the resolution addresses government procedures and rate setting procedures. See, Ted Leonard and Mark Gardner are available to answer questions. And did you want to present?
Actually, Executive Director Mark Davis would be the best one to present on this resolution. It's okay. More of a legal document.
All right. Thank you, Ted. And Mark's available to answer questions and present.
Welcome, Mark. Welcome, Ted.
Thank you, Chair. So what we're asking for here is, after the vote of the board, and assuming that the contract is then signed by the executive director, we are going to take over the LLC of Pentex, and we need to govern that. That this will be a... will be exempt from regulation of the RCA, Regulatory Commission of Alaska, because ADA is a public corporation and it's a public political subdivision of the state. So we needed a process under which we would govern this. So the idea is that we're appointing the executive director to be the manager of the new of the Pentex LLC. That Pentex LLC will stay in place. It won't change. The advantages to that are that means the change should be seamless for the customers of FNG. They should still get service, so the same employees, and we should be able to move forward. So that's the sense of what we're asking for.
And also, Chair.
Go ahead, Ted.
Oh, yes. We also, in this resolution, have... attached an appendix that would show how we would set the rates as Ada takes over, to give comfort to the folks in Fairbanks and to the board, so we have a process in place immediately when we take over the utility or purchase the membership with Femtex.
Okay.
Yeah, the idea is the rate-making process will be done by the board in open session, which is consistent with all of Ada's practices, and therefore you could accept public testimony and operate in a very transparent manner. We also are cognizant of the request that the chair has made, and we'll work to incorporate that.
Okay. Brett?
Mr. Chair, I'm just trying to wrap my arms around timing, so that's likely then in our October 4th meeting? Post-close.
Excellent question. Yes, I mean, it will take place after closing. The purchase sale agreement now has a projected closing date of October 15th, 2015. And thus, to give the RCA time to go through a process that is necessary. But once that closing takes place, then the board would have to undertake to engage in the rate-making process consistent with this resolution. And I would assume that would be in the October board meeting.
Gary?
I'm fully supportive of this, of course, but I would run up a yellow flag. This arrangement is very much akin to the arrangement that I participated in Fairbanks when the MUS, the old MUS, was regulated by the City Council. It was in place with an advisory board, the Public Utility Board, that I was on for 13 years. But politics took over from rate making, and that, coupled with some federal legislation having to do with telephone, signaled the demise, and an ugly demise, of MUS. So we have a chance. I see all sorts of potential here to do it right, but I can't help but think back to the 80s, that we also had the opportunity to do this really wrong. And I'm going to be really an easy vote to get the best and the brightest people to help us make sure incrementally, step by step by step, that the people that are paying the bills have the confidence that the rates are right. From the first day to 10 years from now, this is a great opportunity, but it's also a great opportunity to fail. And it has failed in the past in this state, in a major city. And boy, I don't want to participate in that. So I'll just run that yellow flag up and to the staff say, go find the best people around to make these rates and bring them to us, because that's where that foundation is what will allow this to succeed. And people have confidence in the rates and therefore confidence to buy and, more importantly, to convert.
Thank you. Good point,
Terry. We've set forth in an appendix one, a rate setting process, mm-hmm. and it's designed to have a report by those kind of expert consultants to the board, to the executive director, and that's on purpose. Having personally watched MLP and other public utilities do the assembly process, so we actually designed this so that it will really rely on a report from an expert to the board. The board obviously can take its own action, but it requires a report.
If I could just think of it, it may even be an opportunity for, we talk about our little subcommittees, that may have a rate analysis subcommittee of the board. But right at the start, we may just want to peel out a day or a half a day that's specifically to bring us up as much as layman can be brought up on the rate making process, how it works. And just a thought for you to think about.
We've got one chance to make a first impression.
Well put.
I want to make sure it's right.
Yeah, thank you.
And by the way, also it says explicitly that there's going to be advanced public notice of any of those generation reports, and that's going to go through a public process. This is designed to let the people in the Fairbanks Armstrong Borough participate.
Thank you. Thanks. Did you have something to add?
No.
Okay. Jerry or Russell?
No.
Okay. Any other questions?
Questions.
Corinne?
Mr. Wilkins.
Aye.
Deputy Commissioner Paradis.
Aye.
Ms. Nygaard.
Aye.
Yes.
Mr. Hughes? Deputy Commissioner Burnett?
Yes.
Mr. Dick?
Yes.
Mr. Bruce?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. For those who don't know, the reason why Wilson isn't here today is that his mother broke her hip, and so he's on his way down to help her. She's 90, and she had seven surgeries, so he's en route. But he said he would try to call in if we're still in between his flights in Seattle as he changes airplanes to Missouri. So I want that to be on the record. Next up is item D, resolution number G15-11, approving the transfer of certain RCA certificates of public convenience and necessity to ADA. So I will look for...
I move that we discuss resolution number G15-11. Okay.
Second.
Thank you. John?
Item 60, resolution G15-11, addresses the steps needed to transfer the Regulatory Commission of Alaska's Certificate of Public Convenience and Necessity number 514, so that when ADA owns Pentex, the FMG subsidiary is authorized to continue to operate as a utility. And I will ask Ted Leonard and Mark Davis to present.
Thank you.
Again, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, the resolution, this is again a technical matter of taking over control of governance. Fairbanks Natural Gas holds Certificate 514 from the Regulatory Commission of Alaska to operate as a utility within a designated area. The RCA requires in a change of control that it have the right to approve that. So if this is passed, you're authorizing legal counsel. This is Ross of Burchard and Benton Shrove, working together with Pentax Counsel to file an application to the RCA to approve that transfer that certificate 514 from the LLC control of Harrington to ADA as part of the process of buying the Pentax LLC.
Okay. Questions?
Question.
No questions online. Quinn?
Mr. Wilkins?
Aye.
Deputy Commissioner Perry?
Aye.
Ms. Nygaard?
Yes.
Mr. Hughes? Deputy Commissioner Burnett?
Yes.
Mr. Day?
Yes.
Mr. Bruce?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you, Quinn.
Thank you, Chair.
And item E, eligibility resolution number ER15-01, Pentex membership interest acquisition.
ER15-01, Pentex membership interest acquisition for approval.
Thank you, Gary. I'm second.
Second.
Thank you, Crystal. John?
Item 6E, eligibility resolution number ER15-01. Preserves an option for the authority to issue tax-exempt bonds in the future to reimburse funds intended for the acquisition of Pentex. And Michael Lamb is available to answer questions related to the resolution.
Michael? Thank you.
Just for the record, Michael Lamb, ADA. Mr. Chair, members of the board, DD basically did it. The short synopsis is this is purely a future lifting cash flow defensive move so that if look back in some time period and go, geez, we should have went and done taxes at funding because we needed cash, this would allow us to do that. Without this being in place, we wouldn't be able to do that. So it's as simple as that.
Okay. It just gives us an option then.
It preserves the option. Without this, we would not have the option to look back and go, we should have.
Okay.
This does allow us that option.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman.
Fred?
Just to solidify my own understanding, Mr. Lamb, the Pentex acquisition is being completed with enterprise funds from ADA, is not accessing the SB 23 or Hospital 105 funds from the legislature, correct?
As it is being contemplated now, yes. And the deposit to the trust, which is required tomorrow, will make it, get it ready, set up the days, come out of the revolving fund. So at this point, yeah, the answer is yes. And thus this, to go to the market to replenish the revolving fund money, if we should have, I need to have this in place to do that.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any other questions? Hearing no questions, Corinne?
Mr. Wilkins?
Aye.
Deputy Commissioner Perry?
Aye.
Ms. Nygaard?
Yes.
Mr. Hughes? Deputy Commissioner Burnett?
Yes.
Mr. Dick?
Yes.
Mr. Cruz?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Thank you. Well, that completes old business. Item number 7 is director's comments. And John, that's you.
Just one simple comment for this meeting. The next day at a board meeting scheduled for Thursday, June 25th, will be in Fairbanks, Alaska. And the meeting will be held in room 401 of the International Arctic Research Center on the University of Alaska Fairbanks campus.
Okay, and I think we've got, Sherry, is there a itinerary for board members for the day before? And
I emailed all of the board members yesterday with
okay.
the itinerary.
And there's a reception the night before?
Yes, and that's in that email.
Okay. And are we inviting all the local groups?
I've invited 103 people, including okay. all of the local areas. I have a list. And I'm slowly getting RSVPs back.
Okay. Chamber of Commerce.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay.
If the family on Badger Road.
Stop. If Fairbanks is looking forward to and sure. North Pole to have you folks and show off what Bob and Jane and the team have accomplished to date, but if for some reason you choose to come up and enjoy our beautiful weather as 160 people did over the over the weekend, just give me a yell and I'll be more than happy to vector you to places that you might want to take advantage of a day, or you should go, and also tell you places you shouldn't go. So, feel free to lean on me to help make your stay there enjoyable, over and above even the board meeting. So,
great. Anything else, John?
No, sir.
Okay. Next, board comments.
I thought I might just. In the frame of a story, Fred and I and Dan participated in the governor's sustained future conference over the weekend. 160 of us got together. The sun shone outside; we were inside. But in regard to this board, it was interesting in regard to AEA that it wasn't surprising the lack of knowledge of what people knew of ADA, and we were in, there were three different pods, so to speak, two on Saturday and then one on Sunday, so different things popped up, as you can imagine. And in each of those, well, not the second one, in the first and the third, ADA, AEA popped up. So it didn't surprise me that a lot of people didn't know. I mean, they knew it was there, but they didn't know really what it did. And so, of course, the first 2 days were how do you cut, and the third day was where do you find money? But either myself or somebody that knew of the ADA and in the agency, when they said, same with Alaska Housing, they said, well, and they provided last year $24 million in dividend, or they provided $350 million in a dividend since, I mean, the conversation just stopped. Oh, okay. Next, that's the insurance that we buy and goodwill we buy with giving the people back their investment in ADA. So I was kind of proud of that. And at the same time, you can just see mechanically and structurally how that works in people's head. They're not sucking money from the public, but they're actually giving it back through prudent investment. That rings a bell with folks. So, yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Gary. Any comments? Jerry or Russell? Just checking with you.
Oh, I'm good. Thank you.
Well, I'd just like to say again, thank you to everybody. Great day today. I hope everybody has a lot more gas in their tank because we're just getting on the road. We're shifting from second to third gear here. So
top five.
Yeah, top five. So
anyway,
just letting everybody know that we're on the path going forward. Hearing no other comments, I'll entertain a motion for adjournment.
Move to approve.
Second.
We are adjourned. Thank you.